Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Anybody remember what happened last time Donald Trump was on the verge of a major win and China and the Democrats put Then I repeat myself, China and the Democrats and ultimately the deep state were on the verge of a major loss. It's important that we remember because we're here again. What happened was COVID. And no, this is not a podcast about COVID. This is a podcast about the coming Chinese collapse of our grid. I'll get to that in a minute. But to understand what's going on here, you gotta go back. It was 2019. Donald Trump seemed a sure success in the 2020 election. The economy was on fire. It looked like the stock market would surely pass that all-important psychological barrier of 30,000. The Democrats were desperate. Trump was already locked in a death match with the deep state, but they were losing. Worst of all, for China, he had bullied and browbeat them into signing a trade deal that would have finally given the U.S. reciprocity. It probably would have collapsed what was left of the Chinese economy, which really, y'all, is just windmills and, quite frankly, cream puffing. They were desperate. All of them were desperate. China, the deep state, the Democrat Party. CEO Danielle DiMartino Booth remembers what happens next. She's the head of MoneyStrong LLC.
I will say this much, and if you're listening, write it down. In late November, word had already gotten off of the mainland that there was a virus in Wuhan. 6 weeks later, the trade truce was signed with an out clause, a very clever out clause that the Chinese made sure was in there that said if there was any kind of act of God pandemic, then they didn't have to make good on what they had committed to buy from the United States. Within days, they announced the first coronavirus. So, did the Chinese know damn well that this thing was running around the world for 6 weeks before they shut down Wuhan? Yes, they did. Is that criminal? Yes, it is.
At the time the Wuhan virus got out, however it got out, remember China was something of a pariah. And remember what China said at the time? We laughed. Heck, I laughed. They said the Wuhan virus, that wasn't theirs. That we had made it. The United States of America had made it. Again, that sounded absurd at the time, but it wasn't. We would later learn that the key strains of COVID were sequenced at UNC Chapel Hill, somehow found their way to the Wuhan lab, or sequences like them. But we know this. This is indisputable. The gain-of-function technology that would teach those sequences and other COVID sequences like them to, number one, be more deadly, but number two, jump between humans and animals, would have been transferred to the Wuhan lab, too. In fact, you paid for it. More than $60 million pumped into the Wuhan lab by the Democrat-run Pentagon. Yes, even though Trump was in charge, the Democrats were running the Pentagon. And as we would later find out, the CIA, the FBI, the CDC, the NIH, the list is endless. And together, the Democrats, the deep state, and China saved themselves and crushed Trump, using the virus as a weapon. This is not, like I said, a podcast about COVID. It's a podcast about all three of those players, four really, the deep state, China, the Democrat Party, and Trump, being exactly where they were when all of that happened. Again, Trump is ascendant. The Democrats are crushed. The deep state soon may be. And if China is cornered again with that same trade deal, well, their economy is even less likely to survive it this time. Meaning the Chinese Communist Party is less likely to survive it this time. Even those Americans who don't have the deep level of knowledge my Battleground America podcast listeners have feel in their bones the danger we're in right now. We're all holding our breaths until Trump is sworn in, and maybe after. We know implicitly how much danger we're in because of who is afraid right now. Which brings me and you back to my central obsession of these last 4 years, Christopher Wray. And his repeat warnings, he is, of course, the head of the FBI, his repeat warnings that the grid will collapse, as if it is pre-programmed on his cell phone to remind him to do it every quarter. He comes out every quarter. Occasionally, it's the head of the Department of Homeland Security, but it's almost always Ray to remind us, hey, the grid's going down. It'll be catastrophic. A lot of people will probably die. Nothing we can do about it. He's never once proposed a single change or program or new power or anything to stop this. He just wants us to know it's coming. I've documented this endlessly since it began, like clockwork at the beginning of the Biden administration, wondering what would hit. Then, a year ago, at the end of December, he began to repeat it a lot more frequently. It was almost as if he went on tour, especially if you check that January 2024. He was somewhere every week, often before Congress, reminding them that the grid was going to collapse and probably the water treatment plants and, oh, maybe the fuel delivery lines. Oh, and probably maybe even the internet. Always the same message, never with a plan to counter it or really any interest in doing so beyond warning us as a fact that it was coming. Which brings us to this Wall Street Journal article. As I read it to you, I want you to remember what is unsaid, that once again, the interest of the deep state, China, and the Democrats are fused at the hip. They are identical. For their survival, they must defeat Donald Trump. Against that background, I want you to read this article in the Wall Street Journal. It's called How Chinese Hackers Graduated from Clumsy Corporate Thieves to Military Weapons. Listen to this. Here's how it begins. The message from President Biden's national security advisor was startling. Chinese hackers had gained the ability to shut down dozens of U.S. ports, power grids, and other infrastructure targets as well. Jake Sullivan, that's Biden's extremely crooked national security advisor. Jake Sullivan told telecommunications and technology executives at a secret meeting at the White House in the fall of 2023, according to people familiar with it. The attack could threaten, tell me this doesn't sound just like Ray and the FBI. The attack could threaten lives. The government needed the company's help to root out the intruders. What no one at the briefing knew, including Sullivan, China's hackers were already working their way deep inside U.S. telecom networks too. Oh, forget they knew. Ray has been telling us since the first quarter, the Biden administration. Okay, I'm just going to read this to you. All right. The two massive hacking operations have upended the West's understanding of what Beijing wants while revealing their astonishing skill level and stealth of its keyboard warriors, once seen as the cyber equivalent of noisy, drunken burglars. China's hackers, the Wall Street Journal writes, were once thought to be interested chiefly in business secrets and huge sets of private consumer data. But the latest hacks make clear they are now soldiers on the front lines, potential geopolitical conflict between the U.S. and China, in which cyber warfare tools are expected to be powerful weapons. Why all of the sudden does the Biden security apparatus, because that's who planted this story, that's who would know this, want us to know this? The story goes into deep detail. I can't cover it all here. Like this, investigators, both at the Federal Bureau of Investigation and in the private sector, found the hackers lurked, sometimes for years, periodically testing access. At a regional airport, investigators found the hackers had secured access and then returned every 6 months to make sure they could still get in. Hackers spent at least 9 months in the network of a water treatment system, moving into an adjacent server to study the operations of the plant. At a utility in Los Angeles, they write, the hackers searched for material about how the utility would respond in the event of an emergency or a crisis. Folks, do you know what this is? Now, you know what I'm reading you? Well, I mean, technically, it's an article in the Wall Street Journal. Folks, this is the plot of Obama's movie, Leave the World Behind. He produced it on Netflix. The director even told an interviewer that Obama gave him notes that gave him chills in the movie. All of these things collapse. That, folks, the airplanes fall out of the sky. The ships run aground. And they even tell you it's because China hacked the mess. They threw a couple other countries in there, too. But, folks, it's like fireworks in my brain. If you haven't watched that movie, by the way, you really need to watch it. And if you want the summary of it, it was actually my December 28th, 2023 podcast. So I'll put the link in the notes. The gist of the article is essentially that, well, we only thought that China would try to attack us simultaneous to a potential invasion of Taiwan. And now we're realizing they are dug in literally everywhere. Like that Chinese intelligence has even burrowed into U.S. wireless networks, as well as systems used for court-appointed federal surveillance. In other words, when, say, the FBI or the Department of Justice is surveilling someone for a criminal operation, the Chinese piggyback. Listen to this. They were able to access data from over a million users, snapped up audio from senior government officials, including some calls with Trump, by accessing the phone lines of people whose phones he used. Now, they claim they also targeted people in the Kamala Harris campaign. They were able to swipe from Verizon and AT&T a list of individuals the U.S. government was surveilling in recent months under court order, which included suspected Chinese agents. Okay, lawmakers and officials given classified briefings in recent weeks told the Journal they were shocked at the depth of the intrusions and how hard the hacks may be to resolve. And some telecom company leaders said they were blindsided by the attack's scope and severity. But wait a minute. How are lawmakers finding out about this all of a sudden? This new and alarming threat level and all? Oh, yeah, all the briefings, the classified briefings in recent weeks. Well, then how do I know about it? Because Christopher Wray's known about it since the first quarter of the Biden administration, when he's been telling me and you and other eagle-eyed observers like your humble host that it was coming. This isn't new, folks. They've known about this the whole damn time. Never doubt that our deep state is capable of working with and enabling our worst enemies. After all, the Pentagon mailed a $60 million check for gain-of-function research to the most formidable Chinese military bioweapon lab on Earth. Don't think these people are your friends. Don't think they're even American. And if you think the deep state wouldn't work side by side with China to take out America's grid, let me remind you what we just learned from Catherine Herridge, a former CBS News investigative reporter, and before that, Fox News investigative reporter, that the FBI and DOJ had intimidated two IRS criminal investigators who had found the Biden family bribery payments. And do you remember what they told us? Number one, that they always knew Biden was the big guy, that Biden did get the 10% cut. But that wasn't the most shocking thing. Now, the most shocking thing was that the FBI and DOJ had the laptop since 2019. What was on the laptop? Proof of that very bribery scandal. They knew Biden was compromised by the Chinese to the tune of at least $30 million that he laundered, or his family did, and he didn't pay taxes on. They covered it up so he could be president. Do not ever think they won't work hand in hand with our worst enemies if their mutual interests align. And right now, just like before COVID, they do. Am I saying that China and our intelligence agencies are working together again the way they did at the Wuhan lab pre-COVID? Nah, I have no idea. I'm just saying on second reading, this article gets even weirder in the Wall Street Journal, like this part. We're told that the Chinese are operating with impunity inside our telecom system, which presumably they can bring down if they want. But then there's this paragraph. An AT&T spokeswoman said the company detected, quote, no activity by nation state actors in our networks at this time. What that reminds me of, remember we were told that the election was in danger of Russian influence, Russian collusion, Russian bots were everywhere. But then remember we got the Twitter files only to find out that the liberal Twitter executives under Jack Dorsey were pissed at the FBI for continuing to lie to the New York Times and the Washington Post about there being Russian bots when they knew damn well there weren't any, because Twitter had scoured its network for them. All they could find were defunct Russian phishing accounts that, yes, were phishing accounts, but they weren't political operations. They were more like fraud operations. And they even sent emails telling the FBI to stop lying about the Russian bots. The FBI has made stuff like this up before. And you got to keep that in mind as you read one of these articles. Or maybe China really has built this capability. I don't know which it is, but this article makes clear that all of this information has members of Congress and our intelligence committee community reassessing exactly what kind of enemy China is, and maybe considering they're far worse than a corporate espionage enemy. But now for the finale of this podcast, the part where we end it, where we begin it, with Christopher Wray, the head of the FBI. Laura Ingraham was all over this on her show last night, and you're going to love the part about how the Chinese managed to infiltrate our system. Building so many backdoors, we'll probably never get them out again. But who let them through the first backdoor?
It's ironic or just angering that those same national security officials are some of the ones that are partly responsible, not just through sins of omission, being asleep at the wheel, focusing all of our defense forces on Ukraine, where I would argue there are no vital U.S. national interests, and neglecting the China threat. But it was actually the FBI itself, including the highly politicized imbecile Christopher Wray, who is on his way out, thankfully, to be replaced by Kash Patel, who was against encryption all along. Who actually insisted that these telecom companies, Cisco was involved, Verizon is involved, AT&T involved, insisted that they have back doors so that law enforcement can conduct surveillance on the communications of Americans. And that's what the Chinese used to break into this.
Wait a minute. You're telling me the same FBI director who buried the evidence of Joe Biden's crimes, i.e. the laptop, oversaw, we don't know if he did it personally, but oversaw the intimidation and silencing of the IRS agents who wanted to put the entire Biden family away for taking $30 million plus of Chinese money. You mean that FBI agent, the one who oversaw the censorship of the laptop story? Because if we'd known the laptop story was true, we would have also known what was on the laptop was true. And that was the evidence of Joe Biden and his family illegally taking, again, Chinese bribes. You mean that FBI director was the one who insisted they leave the back door open for his censorship? And China, the same FBI director who would ultimately cover up the evidence that our president was owned by China, along with his entire family and hell, maybe his entire party. I don't know. Yeah, that's what it looks like. And you know what that means? America is in mortal peril right now. Unless that is China, Christopher Wray, the deep state, and the FBI are willing, and maybe they are, to just roll over and accept defeat. Except that Donald J. Trump and the American people have triumphed. Maybe they are. Let's hope so. As for the Chinese, they look pretty fired up to me. I sure hope they don't have the capabilities the Wall Street Journal says they do.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.